Welcome to the Midlife Shit Show.
Karen and the Big Cheese in the morning on your I-95 drive. Pew, pew, pew.
And you're the Big Cheese?
Oh, yeah. Because I'm like half a vegan. I still can't give up the cheese.
Okay, wait. Half a vegan? It feels like there's a lot of compromise going on in that statement. Does it change on a daily basis? Like, where does the half come in?
A fraud. I'm just a fraud.
A variable vegan. There's a lot of lack of commitment in this one.
Right. Oh wait, no, doesn't that just like make you an omnivore, which is what we, you know, it all comes back to the very beginning.
But it's not nearly as cool. Right.
So I've been a vegetarian several times throughout my lifetime, mostly because I just feel better when I'm eating that way. It was never really like an ethical thing for me. And then, of course, in true 2020 fashion, in February, I went to a doctor's visit, and you know, I'm pushing 50. So, of course, some shit's wrong. And they're like, yeah, you know, you maybe need to consider cutting out certain types of fatty foods. All right. And you need to stop drinking. I'm like, okay. Drinking, cutting out fatty foods. Well, you know, the good thing was I could replace the drinking with cannabis. We'll talk about that later. This is like, okay, let's start cutting out the fatty foods, right? So, all right, losing weight notwithstanding, all right, the doctor says, let's give this a try. All right, I'm going to go back to being a vegetarian. And then I found the Thug Kitchen, which I mocked vegans for quite a while, right? Because they're so very, very mockable.
You know how to tell if somebody is a vegetarian, right?
A vegetarian? How? They don't eat meat?
They'll tell you.
Just ask him about it, right? Just ask him and they won't shut up about it.
You don't even have to ask. It's like the first thing they say.
Like, oh, let's all go out to eat. Well, we have to pick some place that I can go to because I'm a lacto-ovo. You know, they've got to tell you what type of a vegetarian or vegan they were. So for me, it was actually ironically finding the Thug Kitchen cookbook, and they curse all over in it, which was so endearing to me.
I knew I found my home.
Right? I'm like, you know, I think they say something along the lines of eat like you give an F is actually in the opener. What the hell do they call those things? The prologue, the prelogue, whatever. Preface. There we go. I've been educated. The preface to the book. And they say, eat like you give enough. And I'm like, all right, so let me just kind of go explore this. So it really wasn't like an ethical thing. It's more like, hey, you have this condition that you might want to eat a little bit better. And hey, you could probably lose some weight too. So I was like, yeah, screw the lose weight thing. That ain't happening. I'll go ahead and try and explore this. And in that cookbook, the first recipe that I found that I gave a try was vegan chilaquiles. So growing up on the Mexican border.
Vegan what?
Chilaquiles, right? So this is growing up on the Mexican border, like.
Vegan chilaquiles.
Karen's not going to eat it because she can't even say it. So chilaquiles is a dish. Now, didn't your husband grow up in San Diego? You should know these things.
But I haven't heard. I mean, maybe I've seen them and I just
You've
don't
seen them.
Remember.
So it's corn tortillas. So it's basically breakfast nachos, right? Oh. It's corn tortillas.
Wait, you should have just led with that.
It's vegan nachos. Vegan breakfast nachos. But then I get to the point where we start talking about nooch, and it gets really scary.
What?
Yeah, nooch.
I feel like I'm on another planet here. I'm doing a lot of learning.
So the chilaquiles, right? This is like home cooking for me. This is, you know, Sunday morning breakfast, or you know, Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday dinner because my mom was lazy. So it's you take leftover corn tortillas or leftover stale tortillas. Always corn, don't use flour. That's a whole nother episode. And you kind of fry them up in a pan a little bit. You put eggs and some veggies and, you know, cheese and avocado. Yeah, nachos, right? So how do you make chilaquiles without eggs? Because that's kind of the thing. The eggs kind of stick to the tortillas. And so you have parts of it that are crunchy and parts of it that are chewy. And it's just really, it's like, you know, that nacho that you get that has been sitting in the cheese for too long and it's just soggy enough that it's epic, right? How are you going to do that without eggs? So I'm like, all right, I will give these guys a chance. And it blew my mind. And I was like, hey, I want to do this. This is, let me try this stuff because this is fun. Let me explore cooking this way. So when I say I'm half a vegan, I have no problem not eating the meat. You know, vegetarian, uncommitted vegetarian for most, you know, a good portion of my life. I could live off bread, wine, and cheese. So I've given up the wine. I can have the bread as a vegan, and the cheese is a little bit of a sticking point for me. And so that's how I'm half a vegan. But Nooch. So Nooch is nutritional yeast, which sounds absolutely disgusting. But there's some sort of alchemical magic that happens when you put it in that chilaquiles dish that gives it exactly the texture and taste that you wanted. So I'm doing, like, you remember those old Folgers commercials? We've secretly replaced the coffee that they normally drink in this sphincter-tight restaurant that's overpriced with Folgers, and they don't even know. So I'm starting to do that with my family, like, yeah, here, have this. And it's really funny because the 16-year-old is super, super picky. I mean, this kid eats like he's still six. You know, give him French fries, give him quesadillas, give him chicken nuggets, and he's happy. Anything else, and it's a fight. So nachos on football Sunday, when we're watching the Chargers lose yet again, are like a thing. And I made vegan nachos with cheese that was made partially from Nooch and partially from, get this, cashews. They literally just grind up cashews with a little bit of water in them after they've let them soak for a while and put some seasoning in it. And it is unbelievable. He had 3 servings of vegan nachos before I decided to go in and say, we have secretly replaced your Rico nachos with vegan. And I'm like, he's going to get upset. He's going to go, oh my God. He's like, yeah, it's good. I'll eat it. So I'm on a mission now to shock him. Give him as many vegan things as I can. Hopefully for him to go at one point, oh my God, I can't believe it's not meat.
Yeah. Well, I'm shocked. Like, I'm learning all the things. I don't know what the hell is a Nooch. I'm like stuck on this.
Nooch, nutritional yeast. And I think it's just like the clever sort of way to make it sound like it's cheese. Like, you can Nooch. At least it's got the ch.
What does it look like?
It's got the ch sound. It looks like dried cat puke.
Oh.
Yeah. It's super appealing. Super appealing. But again,
I'm more attracted to this diet every moment.
It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle, damn it.
It's a lifestyle. All right.
So, you know.
Okay, no wine and cat puke. I'm,
right?
I'm not sure.
Clearly, I've been hitting the cannabis as well.
maybe that's why this is tasting good right? to you, because I'm a
Maybe I'm not half a vegan. Maybe I'm a full-on stoner. And so that's why it works.
Okay. Now I think we're on to something.
Right?
All right. Continue.
So now the challenge is to try and see how many things that I can make vegan that still taste good. Because I don't know about you, but when someone says vegan, I go, ew. Yeah, no thanks.
If you could see my face right now, it'd been like this the whole time.
You know, your name is the vegan girl, her name is Topanga, and she does yoga for 6 hours a day. Yeah. And she has a perfectly curated Instagram where she's tying herself up in knots like a human pretzel because it's so zen. That is not me. But yeah, that is what I thought a vegan was. And, you know, Thug Kitchen changed that for me because, you know, they were really about, hey, stop killing yourself with food, and a little bit of like, hey, it might be actually better for the planet, but no preaching. You know, here in Maryland, Chesapeake blue crab is like a thing. It's like a thing. We won't mention that I actually believe it tastes like bait, and you couldn't make me put Old Bay on anything unless... Unless maybe I were starving to death. Clearly, I'm not a native Marylander. So I don't buy that all, you know, I'm not food, I'm friends. Finding Nemo shit that these people have actually commandeered for their thing. I have a personality. No, you're a crustacean. So that's not my thing. But, it, you know, environmentally wise, just thinking about commercial production of flesh from animals, it's killing the environment. You know, not only did I grow up on the Mexican border, I also happened to grow up in a place that's really well known for having feedlots. There's a whole lot of cows in the area, that sort of thing. And, you know, methane, that thing is real. And they used to laugh and say, it's the smell of money. I'm like, no, it still smells like cow shit. don't know what.
Yeah. I have another story about that, but continue.
So we've driven through those places where you're like, smells like home. You know, the pollution in the New River and all the cow poo and the runoff from all of the chemicals that are used for the vegetables are grown in the area. I'm kind of a little bit more aware of what I'm putting in my body that way. So yeah, I am a little bit annoying in it, but I'm still just half a vegan. So I'm not fully annoyed, I know, or annoying.
So what is define half a vegan? So
I can't give up the damn cheese. I just can't. And, you know, I can give up all the rest of it. I'm not going to eat meat. I'm okay with not having, you know, honey. There's, you know, I don't need like regular milk or anything, but boy, man, giving up the cheese has been seriously hard. And there's some great alternatives out there, but they still kind of don't quite cut it. So that's the adventure, is to try and find how many things I can spend ridiculous amounts of money on in hopes that it'll actually taste like cheese. So that's why I'm half a vegan. So clearly I have to tell you about it. So I guess that really makes me more than half. I'm three quarters.
Fully qualified.
I'm three quarters of a vegan. this is how annoying I am. Oh my God, I am the annoying vegan girl. I was at a bakery the other day ordering a birthday cake for my kid, and somebody walked in to get cupcakes, and they said, "Do you have, what are your vegan flavors today?" And they ran down the list, and they said Oreos, and I felt compelled after this woman left with her Oreo cupcakes to tell the baker that Oreos are not actually vegan. So yeah, no, I am the annoying vegan person. Oh my God.
I also like the way you said that at the end, Oreos are not vegan.
Yeah. And then then I had to, you know, and I went all the way back to like full growing up in Southern California, Val voice. Oreos are not vegan. Oh my God. Why are you doing that? I did at least temper it by telling her, you know, I have to say to the baker, listen, I'm not one of those vegans, but here's why Oreos aren't considered vegan by some people, and gave her like all the reasoning why some Oreos actually contain animal fats in the filling and some actually contain milk. But apparently I was even wrong on that, because then I went home and researched it after I preached to someone, and there are some versions of Oreos that are actually vegan. So I may have just made her change her entire business model.
Oh my God.
Telling her, you know, I'm not that kind of vegan, but you might get one of those kinds of vegans. And they might have a problem. And I wanna help you avoid running into the vegan issue, because I'm just half a vegan. No. So I'm half a vegan, but I'm fully fucking annoying. Just like that.
Oh, I can hear that. So how are you handling then the holiday season in your quasi-vegan yet fully committed mode?
Clearly fully committed. you know, part of me wants to handle the holiday season by saying, you know what, feed your damn self. It's a pandemic. Why do I still have to do this shit? You know, it's side dishes, a whole lot of side dishes. And I don't have any aversion to cooking meat for other people. So they, you know, Thanksgiving, they had their turkey, and I did a whole, you know, I did my famous balsamic roasted Brussels sprouts. I just left the bacon out of them. Of course, they bitched and complained about that. Apparently, that's all they ever did was pick out the bacon. But I actually did get them a couple of weeks ago. I made carrot bacon, and I put it in wraps, and I didn't tell them that it was carrot bacon. And my kid said, "There's bacon in this one. Did you put bacon in yours?" "No, no, there's no bacon in mine."
Carrot bacon. What the hell is going on? Carrot bacon? Dude, this is like an oxymoron.
Peeler, and you shave those carrots lengthwise, then you make this little concoction that has maple syrup in it and salt, pepper, a little bit of sage, and then liquid smoke. Let's pause for liquid smoke. And by the way, you can get organic vegan liquid smoke, which I'm sure is completely a marketing ploy to make me pay $3 more for that thing. And I did it, so it worked. But then you kind of marinate those strips of carrots inside that little concoction for a little while. And then you put those suckers in the air fryer and it comes out like crispy bacon.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure I'm on board yet. I'm going to have to test this out for myself. And B, this sounds like a hell of a lot more work than I might be willing to put in.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah. Now this is my neuroses of actually starting something and being super excited about it. Talk to me 6 months from now. I'll be like, oh, you remember that time I was half a vegan? Because I like to start projects. I don't know that I can finish them.
Really, when I asked you about the holidays, I actually hadn't thought about like real food. I was thinking more about like cake, candy, cookies, you know, the holiday food.
Sugar is vegan.
But what about like butter and like eggs? I mean, what really is candy or cookies or cake without butter and eggs?
Well, you know, if we get back into the whole swing of I start things and I don't finish them, including culinary school. There are, especially in French cooking, there are a number of ways that you can get around that. Things that don't require eggs or butter. But chocolate is vegan. There are egg substitutes that you can use. There's actually these flax seed concoctions that, believe it or not, are actually really good for you, but they give the rising that you need when you're baking. And believe it or not, there is vegan butter, and you can get vegan cultured French style butter, and it melts like butter and it tastes like butter. And I can't believe it's not butter.
I'm still not sure about all of this, but...
Can we pause and honor the fact that I just did a Fabio reference and you didn't make it on it?
I was too busy just like, contemplating
how crazy I am.
All of this. Well, no, I mean, like I also give you mad respect, but I just am kind of contemplating the whole thing. I'm trying to take it all in. I'm trying to absorb it, if you will. Yeah, I might still be back on carrot bacon.
Carrot bacon.
Okay,
there's all kinds of sweets that you can do. As a matter of fact, and I think it's actually so much better than, you know, trying to say, you know, get maybe like the gluten-free, because I know you're pretty close to gluten-free. And you know that texture thing when you get things that are gluten-free. So on the vegan side, you don't have that texture issue. You can get some gluten in there, definitely. I've had some gluten-free, vegan, sugar-free stuff, which was essentially decorated cardboard. but it's really a matter of it's sort of like when you learned how to cook, you learn like the favorite dishes that your family likes, right? I know.
Well, I mean, I do gluten-free and Todd's paleo, you know, so I mean, like, but paleo is not vegan. I would be hard pressed to change. It would be hard pressed to change it, but in terms of texture and stuff, there are things that you get used to. And I'm gluten free by health necessity, you know. So it just makes me be able to actually survive a day. But
I think were we in Tahoe together, and I was like, "Oh, come on, Karen, you can have just a little bit of this thing that has some gluten in it." You're like, "No, I can't, and you don't want to be near me if I do."
It's not good.
Was the trip where I tried to kill myself on the side of a hill that was a ski run, and they were thinking that they were going to have to get ski patrol out in the middle of the summer to come airlift me off the hill? And what did you do? You went down in the gondola and went and got yourself a massage while I was half dead on the side of a mountain.
That's not completely true.
Stand by my assertions.
You kind of skipped some parts in the middle, but I'll go with it today. So I have a question. We're going to come circle back to that story because there's a whole story to be told, but I want to find out. So in So once we get through the holiday season, you half a vegan, do you have like New Year's resolutions regarding like your diet, regarding like vegan stuff?
So you're basically asking, do I intend to set myself up to fail in 2021?
Will I begin 2021 setting it on fire?
Where's the magic eight ball? Let's ask it.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to send you one of those because I think actually we should have one. That would be fun.
Okay. So I stopped like the New Year's resolution things right around the time that I started perimenopause. Perimenopause imbues us with the deep and abiding knowledge that nothing you ever thought was what it was is actually ever going to be what you thought it was. So I kind of gave that up in favor of dealing with, you know, hot flashes and night sweats and
in favor. Interesting choice of words.
Well, if you think about it, when you screw up your New Year's resolutions, don't you kind of spiral into this whole, oh, just forget it, I'm going to eat an entire gallon of ice cream and wash it down with whiskey in the closet where no one's watching me? Is it just me? I gave those things up, you know, in favor of trying to find, rather than setting myself a goal and then by the end of February going, I'm such a failure yet again. And then
by the end of February, you've made more progress than I have.
All right. Let's be honest. January 15th. And then telling myself, well, no, I'm going to get right back on it on Monday. I deserve it. Gosh darn it. I'm worth it. All of those things. And then Monday come and you go, I'm just too busy. Oh my, did I forget to do it again? And then by the time I get to February, that's when it's like the full on hide in the closet with the ice cream and the whiskey. But, you know,
there's always next year. Well, I want to give you like mad props for what you've achieved with your half veganism and just some of the things you've tried. I mean, I have sat, if you could see me, my mouth was pretty much wide open as I'm just like trying, and my eyes are like glazed out the window as I'm trying to imagine this in my family, like making
carrot bacon.
I'm trying to imagine my husband and thinking that that was a good idea, but
Mikey, he likes it.
Well, and there's a long history in my husband's life of his mom trying. He is, when you talk about like a third grade boy, the palate of a third grade boy, although he's expanded a little bit, but like, he likes things simple. We'll just say simple. And his mom used to sneak things in. She always liked putting extra something like weird things like mayonnaise and things or like, you know.
Because clearly that was a health choice.
Yeah. I mean like, yeah, I could go down a whole rabbit hole. But anyway, and so he's very like always suspicious and he can always tell, did you put, you know, hide something in here? So I don't think I would ever like hide carrot bacon in his, well, what do I hide it in? His eggs?
do what I did, right? Because you can take it, it gets crispy enough that you can like, you know, take a crab mallet to it or a rolling pin and smash it up into kind of like almost a, you know, bacon bits and put it in a wrap or something. And really, I mean, do it for yourself first so that you kind of know what you think it is and then make it for him. And he's thinking he's having, you know, a meat filled wrap of something wrapped up inside of some sort of animal flesh. So that's one of those things. And this is kind of why I started to try the tricky thing with my family is because if I tell them off the bat that it's something vegan, hey, here, try this. Even if they like it, they're going to go, yeah, but it still tastes, I could still tell it was vegan. You know, no, you couldn't. Shut up.
If he can tell though, I'm going to be dead because he'll be like,
blame it on me.
I hate it when I will.
For sure. Rest assured, I will blame it on you.
Well, you know, I feel like I've learned something today. Not all of it will be I pursue. but But actually, I do think I want to try that. And I'm going to, after I get off this call, I'm going to go look in at some recipes. I saw some really great recipes before that I never really thought I would try, but you've kind of encouraged me to at least explore a few of these things.
So I'm going to send you the recipe actually for the vegan chilaquiles, especially if you have no idea what chilaquiles is. So you don't have a preconceived notion. It's really easy to make. It is really like peasant food, and it just has so many different flavors in it that you can't even tell that there's no eggs and no real cheese in it.
All right, lady.
So this is the challenge, right? The challenge is to see if I can get Karin to be an eighth of a vegan.
How about try one meal?
Baby steps, baby steps. What do we say in coaching, Karin? Let's make it an actionable step. Something you think you can do and be successful at. Small victories. Am I mocking the fact that we're both certified life coaches? Abso-frickin-lutely. Yeah, because who needs a coach for life? Rah, 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 sis, boom, bah. Now, that's actually not what we do, but I can still make fun of that sort of thing. And hey, you know, I think we'll put a few vegan recipes on the website too, and maybe some links out to some of the better brands of nooch that I've run into, because not all nooches are created equally. Some cat puke tastes better than other cat puke.
Discerning palates. No, I think I was thinking that I think we need to put links to all of these things that we mentioned. And I'm also wondering if we should put up a like a sample week.
Yeah, we can do that. You know what? Maybe even if people ever actually start listening to this that aren't related to us, we could do maybe like a 1 week plant-based challenge where we could put together a complete nutritional plan for people who would be interested in it with the recipes, and they just can give that a try, since that's something else that we do in addition to coaching.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. And if you buy right now, free shipping. Just pay shipping and handling.
I think that sounds great.
It sounds like a plan. So we will call this Karin's venture into the wilds of partial veganism. Karin's venture into the wild of one meal
of
that
pure bacon.
Of pure bacon.
The chila, what are they?
Chilaquiles.
Chilaquiles.
Oh, right. She did it. Yay. Everybody clap for Karin.
Where's my little sound maker? I should have like claps that I can do. Yay. Right.
And then I get, this is what she's saying. This is Karin and the big nooch. Live at 5 with your traffic report. Ding, 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 ding.
you quickly did change that big cheese to that. Big
right.
Again,
this is right. This is not militant veganism. This is the slow takeover.
That's exactly what it is. It's a slow takeover. I can see you plotting. All right.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Next episode, we have no idea what it's going to be, and that's the fun of listening to the Shit Show podcast. You have no idea what you're in for, because we don't either. Kind of like menopause.